The Gaza Strip doesn't get many high-profile visitors since the Islamist group Hamas took over 3 years ago and Israel imposed a blockade. But the territory is now back in the spotlight. International pressure has been building on Israel to end or at least ease the blockade. The head of the Arab League, Amr Moussa, was in Gaza yesterday to express solidarity with the people of Gaza. NPR's Peter Kenyon traveled to the Rafah border crossing between Egypt and Gaza and sent this report.
Gazans were heartened by Amr Moussa's visit and were glad to hear him repeat the Arab League's call for lifting the blockade.
The position of the Arab League is clear. The siege must be ended. The Palestinian people deserve to be supported not only by the Arab states, but by the whole world now.
But on the Egyptian side of the Rafah border yesterday, international support wasn't translating into much more than a trickle of Gazans making their way into Egypt. Those who did make it through, like Mohammed Abul Ainain, said the rest of the 1.5 million Palestinians in Gaza were watching their economy and their society suffocate under the Israeli sanctions.
How can I describe it? There's no other word for it but tragedy. A tragedy. People are living as if they're already in their graves.
Israel defends the blockade, saying it has no intention of letting Gaza's Hamas rulers acquire new weapons and military-style fortifications so they can resume firing rockets at southern Israeli towns. Israeli officials have also defended their decision to send an elite naval commando unit to raid a Turkish-registered aid ship 2 weeks ago. The raid left 8 Turks and a Turkish-American dead and sparked an outcry that has evolved into mounting international pressure to at least ease the blockade and perhaps allow in items such as cement and steel to help rebuild Gaza's shattered infrastructure. 25-year-old Mohammed Khawaja has a slightly dazed look as he steps onto the Egyptian side of Rafah. It's the first time in his life that he's set foot out of Gaza, he says, and he's off to Alexandria to study law. When asked how he managed to get approval to leave, he said, as with many of his fellow travelers, he paid someone off.
5 times this month I tried to get a permit, and each time I was turned down. Finally, I brought money. I paid in order to come out.
When asked how many Gazans would leave if they had the chance, he immediately said all of them. And it was hard to tell if he was joking. Amr Moussa's visit to Gaza lasted several hours, and the Gaza blockade may continue to get international attention, with more aid flotillas in the offing. At the moment, support for the Palestinians of Gaza seems to be on a rare upward trend, while analysts say Israel is looking increasingly isolated. Israel's defense minister canceled a trip to Paris, in part, officials said, because of difficult questions he might face. But as far as 35-year-old Palestinian Essam Elian is concerned, Gazans have a long and forlorn history of trying to live on kind words of solidarity, and it's not working.
As far as I can tell, it's just empty talk, just words piled on words. I'm without hope right now. There's nothing real, nothing we can touch or see on the ground when it comes to ending the siege.
These Palestinians, who have just walked out of a tiny, overcrowded coastal strip where 80% of the population lives on less than $2 a day, say that kind of pessimism may be one of the few things growing in Gaza these days. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
Thanks to Ahmed Abu Hamda, who contributed to this report from Gaza.